Birshus, v'chosher tamid echachomin, b'nei ha-yeshiva. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Chazal would koivea Chanukah yomim toivim b'halel v'hoidah, which means that apparently the mahus of Chanukah is halel v'hoidah. That's what defines the day. So I hope that with Siyata Deshmaya we could discuss some of the inyanim of halel v'hoidah, particularly halel, when it comes to Chanukah. The Gemara says there's 18 days, the Gemara in Erech in Daf Yud, 18 days that Yachid Goymer Boyes Halel. Goymer Boyes Halel means he says Halel Shalem. There are a few different paragraphs or prakim in Halel that, for example, Rosh Chodesh that we don't say, and also on Chol HaMoed Sukkos we don't say, because that's not Halel Shalem. So there's 18 days when we do Halel Shalem. And the Gemara then discusses why only on those days and not other days. The Gemara asks, why is it that when it comes to Sukkos, we have Halel Shalem all 8 days, and when it comes to Pesach, we don't? Says the Gemara, Kol Yoyme Dechag Chalukin Bekar Benoisehem. Every day, Sukkos has a different formula for its karbanos. Different karbanos. It changes. Because it changes, therefore, we're going to have a Halel on each day. As opposed to Pesach, Ein Chalak Bekar Benoisehem. Pesach, it stays the same in every day. Pesach only has Halel the first day, because that's when it starts, that's the first day that they have the korbanos, and it just stays the same, so there's no more halal. The Gemara speaks about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. The Gemara says, Chanukah doesn't have korbanos bechlal. Chanukah doesn't have kedushas hayoyim. Chanukah, why are you saying halal on Chanukah? Says the Gemara, Mishum Nisa. Because there is the miracle that happened on Chanukah. Ay, Purim Dika Nisa, asked the Gemara. There's also an ace. So why don't we say Halel on Purim? The Gemara gives three answers. The first answer is because it happened in Chutz Laretz. Asked the Gemara, Chutz Laretz Pesach also happened in Mitzrayim. That was before, that was Koidim, that Eretz Yisrael got its Kedusha, so therefore it wasn't a problem. But once Eretz Yisrael was established as the Makom for Klal Yisrael, an ace outside doesn't count. The second answer the Gemara gives is, Kriyasa Zu Hilula. Fascinating teretz, says the Gemara. We have Kriyas Megillah, which functions as a Halel. It can be a Halel for us. In other words, why don't we say Halel on Purim? It's Kehilu we say Halel on Purim. We're saying Halel through Mikra Megillah. The third answer the Gemara Rava says is that because we're not totally free, we can't say Halel Avdei Hashem because Akati Avdei Achashverosh, therefore we can't say it when it comes to Purim. In the second answer of the Gemara, Kriyasa Zui Lilula, the Meiri says a Maridik and Afkamina. Says the Meiri, what happens if you don't have a Megillah? A matziv, a person doesn't have a Megillah and he can't lane. What should he do? Says the Meiri, you should say Halel. Because Kriyasa Zuhi Lula, there really is a Chiyav Halel according to the second teretz of the Gemara. Right? If you would say that you don't say Halel on something happens in Chutz Laretz, no Halel. If you say you don't say Halel because Akati Abdi Achashverosh, no Halel. But according to the Gemara, Rab Nachman, it says Kriyasa Zuhi Lula, says the Meiri, if you don't have a Megillah, you should taka say Halel. Some Rishonim Achronim argue, we'll get back to that. Al Kolponim. Kumtz again. The Bate Kahuna. The Bate Kahuna is brought down from Rabbi Yamin Paler, actually Rabbi Yochum Olshin. A lot of what we're going to say is from Rabbi Yochum Olshin and the Yerach Lamayadim. And Fekta Bumba Kasha. He asks, if you're saying that a ritual that you have is going to can be in the place of Halel, Kriyas Megillah can be in the place of Halel, so why can't Hadlokas Menorah be in the place of Halel? Say Hadlokas Zui Lula, and that's enough. Why doesn't that work? The same way we're saying on Purim, Kriyasa Zui Hilula, Sam Chanukah had Lakosa Zui Hilula. Why does that not work? So, the first thing which is interesting to note, which when I asked this question to Rav Avram Goldberg, he immediately said the following thing. He said, Halal needs an Amira. So when it comes to the Megillah, so you're speaking, in a Chanami, not saying the exact words of the Halal, but the Kriya of the Halal, haste, that's called, you're being Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hadlokah is not an Amira. So therefore, it could be that's why it's not good enough. There's no Amira in the Hadlokah of Menorah. Rabbi Silva, what do you say?
A
mice
is always more than a
deer. So he said, Rabbi Zimmer, the Hadlokoret, it's as if he's talking. Ken Zayin? It might depend also on what Kriyasa Zui Ilula is. Maybe Kriyasa Zui Ilula, it seems like from the Michtam that when you tell the story, you're going to say, wow, Hashem is awesome. So when you light the menorah also, you're going to say, Hashem is awesome. And it's like, it's Kilo bringing out the Hal. It's not itself the Heft of the Hal, but the Bantikuna seems to say that the Hadlokah should be enough. Hadlokah Zui Ilula, that's his question.
What about Shasanisis? Make a bracha Shasanisis.
That's the shot. If the bracha is going to be considered the halal, you make a bracha on the Megillah. In other words, the bracha is going to be the halal. Just the bracha alone.
Besides
the bracha, so is the bracha that should be the Kenzai. What? Okay, good, good. We'll get back. We'll get back to that. Good. Hopefully, but basically, the Olam had a lot to say. I spoke to a lot of people about these shilas, so I want to get into the most obvious answer to this question. It's not an answer. The kasha heptuch nishtan. It's not a kasha. Says Rabbi Yochum, what in the world are they asking? We light menorah at night. The menorah is lit at night. You say halal in the morning. So when it comes to Megillah, we say Megillah at night, we say Megillah in the morning. So the Megillah you say in the morning is good enough instead of saying Hallel. But you should. But the menorah you only light at night, being that you only light the menorah at night, and the Gemara tells us that Ein Kriyas HaHallel Balayla, Hallel has to be by day because it says, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy, only by day you say it. So then how could you even think that you're going to have that Hadlokah is going to be the Halal? Halal has to be by day, Hadlokah is at night. The Kasha, it's not a Teretz, Rabbi Yisai. That's not a Kasha. There's no Hechatimtza that you're going to have that the Hadlokah is going to be your Halal. Azoy Zokter Rabbi Yerucha.
I know, but it could work. It could work for Halal.
Does haste, maybe, Enochad Nami. The Hadlokah could function as a halal. The problem is, you're doing it at the wrong time. You need the halal in the morning, and the halakah is doing it at night. Says Rabbi Yerucham, so what's pshat in the Batei Kahuna's question? Because this is not a teretz, this is just making it not a question. They says, must be the Batei Kahuna holds as follows. If you look, he brings down from the Turei Evan, that the Turei Evan says, that this that the Gemara tells us, you can only say halal by day, that is a halal that's being said for a Yom Tif. You're making halal for a Yom Tif. So then, halal has to be done by day. However, if there's a halal that's being said for a nace, then halal can be said at night. In other words, sometimes you make halal for a Yom Tif. For example, the Gemara discusses, why don't we say halal on Rosh Hashanah? What's the question? There was no miracle on Rosh Hashanah. What does the Gemara mean to ask? It's a Yom Tif. The Gemara asks, why don't you say halal on Shabbos? Say halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's a Yom Tif. There's a din of halal which comes from Yom Tif. That has to be said by day. However, there's nacha din of halal. And that din halal is to be said on a nes, saying it on a miracle gets you said even at night. That can be, v'horaya, leil haseder, we say halal balayla. So you see, why do we do that? That's because of the nes. So therefore, you see that there's a halal that could be said at night. Frek the Batei Kahuna. Why are we saying halal on Chanukah? What did the Gemara say? In Erech and Daf Yud, it's Mishum Nisa. It says, Mishum Nisa. So if you're saying Mishum Nisa, so it could be said at night. It could be said at night. So you're ready to do that loka at night. So you're ready to yoit, say your hal with that loka.
How are you yoit to the hal of the day?
There's no two dinim of hal. There's only one din of hal. It's enough to say it at night. It should be enough to say it at night. L'chayra, that's the Batei Kahuna's question. So kum t'chayis, Rabbi, say, Amor d'ke yosoid, Tzvei dinim in Halel. There's two dinim of Halel. There's a Hal Mishum Yomtif, and there's a Hal Mishum Nes. Rabaron Kotler, Zatzal, he brought out this idea in grand fashion. Because the Gemara says, why don't we say Halel on the rest of the days of Pesach? Halel Shalim. Why don't we Goymer Halel? Gemara says, why? Anyone remember? What does the Gemara say? Not chalukin hei mekorban haseim. However, the Medrash gives us a different reason. And it's brought down in Halacha a different reason. It says that the Malachim wanted to say Shira on Achron Shel Pesach. And Hashem said, Masei yodai toivim bayom. So many human beings, they're drowning here. V'atem oimrim Shira. How could you say Shira? And Klal Yisrael's word down Halacha doesn't say Shira on Achron Shel Pesach. Why? Because Maisei Yodim Toivim Bayom Ba'atem Oimrim Shira. Frecht or Baron, the Gemara says a different reason. Gemara says because Chalukin, they're not Chalukin Mekorban HaSeim. What are you giving me new reasons for? What about the Gemara? Zokter Rab Aaron, listen. What does Chalukin Mekorban HaSeim mean? What does that mean? What does that do with anything? Why does it not Chalukin and therefore you don't say Hala? That means it's not a new Yomtif. Mitzad the Yomtif, I'm going to have to come on to the idea of Chalukim. It's not Chalukim Rezer, it's one long Yom Tov Pesach. Okay. But we have another thing. There was a miracle that happened in Achron Shel Pesach. Klal Yisrael was saying Kriyas Yom Tov. So let us say how mitzad the Hatzolah, the Nes. That, the Gemara says, that Nes, Masi Yodim Tovim Bayor, Matzim Orim Shira, I can't do it on that Nes. That Nes can't have a Hala. The reason of Masi Yodim Tovim is not enough to tell me why there's no Yom Tov, there's no Hal Mitzad the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov has nothing to do with what happened over there. What Shaychus to the Yom Tov? Chalukin Hei Mekorban HaSeim. You need both reasons. Because there would have been two separate Mechayivim for Halel. One Mitzad Yom Tov, one Mitzad the Nes, says the Gemara. Mitzad the Yom Tov, it's not a new Yom Tov. It's not Chalukin Hei Mekorban HaSeim. It doesn't have a different carbon every day. It's not a new Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not going to say Halel. What about mitzad the neis? Also can't say how. Ma'asiyo the tovim ve'al ma'atim ha'am shira. Lefi zeh, the chayra, we can answer a question that Abachar Choshev Gershi asked me this morning. He asked me a question. He said, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Pesach is not chaluk b'korban haseim, and therefore, Pesach doesn't have Hal on all the different days. But then the Gemara says, when it comes to Hanukkah, why do you say Hal? Mishum Nisa. Why don't you say Hal also on Purim? Says the Gemara, Purim happened in Chutz Laretz. Asked the Gemara, Pesach also happened in Chutz Laretz. Frecht Abachar Choshev Gershi. Who cares that it happened in Chutz Laretz? I'm saying Hal Mishum the Yom Tiv. I'm not saying Hal Mishum the Nes. I'm saying Hal Mishum the Yom Tiv. The Yom Tiv Samach Tois. If the miracle happened in Chutz Laretz, it's not something that should tell me the miracle b'chlal. Shabbos didn't have a miracle at all, and we want to say Halo Elamai Mishum the Yom Tiv. So it happened in Chutz Laretz. What does that have to do? Elamai Vos Ken Mizokin Ken Zayin. There's two dinim of Halal when it comes to Pesach. We said that the Gemara entertained two stadim of Halal and Achron Shel Pesach. What about Rishon Shel Pesach? Dach Suchmir, this Tzvei Dinim of Halal. We say Halal at night, and we say Halal in the morning. Why does he Halal twice? That's what Rabbi Ehrling asked me. What about, one Halal should be enough? No, there's two Halals. At night we're saying Halal Mishum what? Mishum Neis. In the morning we're saying Halal Mishum Yom Tov. So there's two Halals, so we have to don both of them. Frek to Gemara, okay, but the Halal that we're saying at night, you can't say it if it's in Chutz Laretz. That's what the Gemara is saying.
What's the Nes at night?
What?
What's
the Nes at night?
Wait, yeah. Just, yeah. L'chayra. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Yet, we come to the Shaila. Why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? The Batei Kahuna clearly assumes we're saying Hallel on Chanukah because of the Nes. And he seems to have a Gemara to back him up. If that's the case, you should be able to say it at night. Shaila is, when you say Adlaka, Zui Lula, let Adlaka function as the form of Hallel. Says the Batei Kahuna Ateretz. And he's Makatzer, but Yerucham explains, he says, the Hallel, Mishum Nes, is Mishum the Nitzachin. The Hadlaka is Mishum the Shemen. Does Heis Tazeh. Why do we have to say Hallel on Pes, on Chanukah? You have to say Hallel. What type of Nes requires a Hallel? Let's say all of a sudden a person's sitting there and he thinks that he has chaimetz, he thinks he has shemen, he actually has vinegar and he lights it and it all of a sudden burnt. Crazy miracle! Wild! Does it say Hallel? It's mashma in the Rishonim, you say Hallel on a miracle of salvation. A miracle of Yeshua. You were in a tzara, you had a geula, and there we have to say Hallel. Says the Batei Kahuna, so what nes do you need to say Hallel for on Chanukah? Because shemen of a menorah, that didn't save us from anything. I mean, we all know tumah trivet tzibra, could have done whatever it is. But anyway, it wasn't. There was nothing. There was no danger. It wasn't like we were in any sort of a danger, or anything like that. So Elamai says the Batei Kahuna, the Hallel is because of the miracle of the Melchama. We were going to be annihilated in the Melchama, and there was a miracle mitzvah the Melchama that we're saying Hallel. So if you have to say a Hallel for the Milchama, the Hadlaka, which is for the Shemen, the Pach Shemen has nothing to do. It's not going to work.
See tonight then.
What?
See tonight.
Say what
tonight? Hallel on Chanukah
tonight. In Achanah, maybe you could if you wanted to. But Chazal, we're coming in, that's part of the question. Why don't we do it? In Achanah, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. But
why
this.
You say all eight?
Don't say Hallel.
What?
The plan of Chama that we overcame, Hashem saved us. There don't say, Hallel on Chanukah.
So when were Chazal Koiveya with their wisdom of which Yom Tov we say Hallel on or not is a good question. But Chazal seemed to be Koiveya on a Yeshua that we went from Tzara to Geula, we're going to say Hallel. So says the Batei Kahuna, hold on a second. Therefore, the Hallel we're saying is on the Nes of the Nitzachin, and therefore the Hadlach of the Menorah can't represent that. That's his teretz. What do you say?
Why would you say great days?
What?
Why would you say great days then?
Excellent question. Excellent question.
How about Masri
Excellent question. Okay. These are great questions, Rabbi. I want to add another question. Abachar HaChoshev, Avi Shneiweis asked me this question. He said, but the Gemara says not like that. It's Gemara Nishtazay. The Gemara in Shabbos Chof Aleph, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara in Shabbos says, my Chanukah. Says the Gemara, the whole story of the Pach Shemen. And then says the Gemara, V'shana acheres kavum va'asum yomim toivim behalel v'hoida. We're talking about the Pach Shemen, no mention of the Nitzachon at all. Zero. And it says it's clearly because of the Neiros. Halel v'hoida, because of the Neiros.
It says Nitzachon.
Yeah, Bechlal. It's Bechlal, not Kitzer. So the Chayra, it's Mashma with the Hallel's Mishum. So our boy say, I would like to say a Teretz. I'm not really answering for the Batei Kahuna, but I think that this is the MS. Perhaps on Chanukah, there's two dinim of Hallel. And I'll prove it to you. Rabbi says, Hallel Mishum Nisr Mishum Yom Tov. You have a cook, and Daf Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Vos state, Rabbi Yerucha makes the dig, V'asim Yomim Toivim B'Hallel V'Oida. Vos meit Yomim Toivim. They're making it a Yom Tov for Hallel. Dos haste, it's a Yom Tov. Mitzad the Yom Tov you're saying Hallel. What? We'll get to that. We're saying mitzad Yom Tov you're doing it. Ad Masha Enke in the Gemara and Erechin says Mishum Nisa, not Mishum Yom Tov. Stachastir in the Gemara. So there's different ways to deal with the stira, but Ken Zayin Pashut, just like we said, Pesach has two dinim, two mechayivim of Hallel. Maybe Chanukah has two dinim of Hallel. There's one din mitzad the Yom Tov. And the Yom Tov is Mikoyach, the Pach Shemen. And there's another din, Mitzad, the Nes, which is Midin, the Nitzochen. And there's two dinim. And once you have, and there's both Mechayvim of Halal. That Lechoyer would answer the Stira. Lefi Zeh, the Fi, the Gemara that we have in Shabbos. It's a Gemara, it's black on white. The Gemara says, the Halal of Chanukah is Mishum Yom Tov. A Halal of Yom Tov, when do you have to say it? By day. So we have the answer to the Batei Kuna's Kasha. He wants to say, use that Loka of Laila. You can't use that Loka of Laila. Because the Halal is Midin Yom Tov. And Yom Tov has to be Dafka by day. Aye, the Gemara says, that Mishum Nisa. In the Chanam, it is Tzvei Dinim of Halal. What? What do you mean both? So, why don't you say both? So, Ken Zayin, you do say at night. The Hadlaka. The Hadlaka works in the night. We'll have to see. We'll see if that's going to work. And we're going to come out with... And I don't know if you have to... What?
Somebody doesn't have to... Like,
good. We're going to get to that. Very good. That's the Chiddush. You want to...
Maybe it's time to war. Why do you say Halal 8 days then?
What?
It's only like 8 days and say Halal 1 day then.
No, so in a chanami, the howl by yoim we're saying is mikoyach the yoim. It's not mikoyach the nes. The howl by yoim is dafka by yoim.
So why do you say howl 8 days?
What?
So why are you saying 4 8 days?
Oh, good. Okay, so we're gonna answer that. I'll get to that right now. Okay. Our boys say the following thing. Yeah. Why do we say Halal 8 days? What's Pasha Pshat? Why do we say Halal 8 days? Anyone? Why do we say Halal 8 days? Because what? Because there was a nace for 8 different days. Zok the Machzer Vitzri from Rashi. Rashi says, listen to this. He says, Azoi vi. It's unbelievable. Azoi vi. Chalukin heim bekarbonoi seim on Sukkos. Says the Machzer Vitzri, every day you have a different hadlaka. So, because one day you like one nayer, the next day you like two nayers. It's a different Chanukah. It's a different Chanukah. Because it's different nayeros. So therefore, what? What is he saying that for? What did he just say? Because it's a new nace. Every day it's a new nace. What does he need this for? Why is he saying that? Because no, it's not Mishum Nisa. It's Mishum the Nitzochan, which we were koiveya for a Yom Tov. If it's Yom Tov, and it's Chalukin Heim Karban Aseim, Zokt the Machzer Vitzri, what's the Karban of Chanukah? Is the Menorah. And if Menorah is different every single day, even though it's only Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, okay, you have to hack with that. It's every single day is different, there's more and more. It's a Rashi, my friends. Pilei Ployim. What does that mean? That means that he's saying it's Mishum Yom Tov. We're lighting Mishum Yom Tov, and every day is considered to be a different Yom Tov. Aye, there's no Kedushas Hayoim. Listen to this. But say, practically everything I'm saying to you is from Rabbi Yerucham in the Sefer. The Machzer Vitzri. I'm sorry, the Machzer Vitzri. Before I was quoting Rashi in Sefer HaParadeis. The Machzer Vitzri says the following thing. If you look in Parshas Emor, it brings all of the Yom Tovim. Right after it mentions all of the Yom Tovim, it says the following pasuk. V'yikhu elecha shemen zayis zach. What is that? Why does that go right after all the Yom Tovim? Says the Machzer Vitzri. It's being miramis to Chanukah. Chanukah is kind of like, is together with the other Yomim Tovim. It's together with them. Says the Goyin, it's actually mashlin the Yomim Tovim. Why? Because there are 8 days of Yom Tov when we don't say Halal. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and 6 days of Pesach. 8 days of Yom Tov that's lacking a Halal. So says the Goyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu was mashlim, the Halal of Chanukah, and it sounds Chassidish, it's from the Goyin, a Chassid miVilna, and is mashlim, in other words, the Kedushas Hayoim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is lacking a Halal. So Chanukah gives it a halal. The Kedushas Hayoim of Sukkot is lacking a halal. I'm sorry, Pesach is lacking a halal. Chanukah gives it a halal. So it's a Yom Tov klapei the halal. In a chanami, it doesn't have Kedushas Hayoim, but it's Kedushas Hayoim is coming off of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yeah. So my friends, perhaps this is going to be pshat over here in Chanukah. Maybe there is taka two dinim when it comes to Chanukah. Two dinim of the hadlaka. Two dinim of halal. One halal mitzad the pach shemen. Mitzad the pach shemen, we said that that's going to be the yamim toivim, halal b'haidah. And there's another din mishah mitzad the nes of the nitzachin. And that is going to be mishum nisa. And that's a second din. And that would answer the stira in the Gemara, perhaps. Now we come to the Batei Kahuna's question. So why don't we just have the menorah as a hadlaka, zui ilula? So that would only work if you're able to do it balayla. Balayla is only going to work for the halal of Nes. But what about for the fact that you need a halal of Yomtiv? The halal of Yomtiv has to happen by day. So therefore, we can't allow the hadlaka to function as a halal. Because for a yoim, for a halal by yoim, hadlaka won't work. So therefore, we have to be kaveh a halal by day. This could be perhaps an answer to the question. And you could even say, perhaps more than that, just to understand klar. This, that, kriyasa zuhi lula. We're saying that the kriyas halal is enough. If your halal is mishum nisa, I understand kriyasa zuhi lula, talk about the nes. That's enough, just talk about the nes. But if you're making a halal mishum yomtif, so it has to be a regular halal. It's just like if you want to make a halal on Rosh Hashanah, so you're not going to talk about Rosh Hashanah. In order, you have to make, it has to be it's a din of amiras a halal. So the amiras a halal of Chanukah has to be an amiras a halal. It can't be kriyasa zui lula.
Or she was answering his kasha on Sukkos right now with that.
Which kasha on Sukkos?
Yes, kasha. Why Sukkos? Was like, why can't the yeshiva?
Yeah. Okay. My friends, this is the shayla that comes up in the Paiskim. Shlomo Zalman speaks about it, Shlomo Kluger. Someone's in jail. In the jail that he's in, he can't say Hallel, and he for sure can't light his menorah. Why can't he say Hallel? Either because Kashan HaMaisa, maybe it's too dirty there, he can't say Hallel.
I'll say Hashem Hallel.
So now, he's allowed one leave of absence, either by day or by night. When should he go out? Should he go out by day, and then he could say Hallel? Or should he go out by night, and then he can light the menorah? So, you know, obviously you should try to go out by Shkia and try to like get both of them. That's the way that we would do it for sure. But, okay, that's not Shaykh. It's either in the morning or it's at night. What should he do? Which one? This is the Shaila the Mefarshim ask. So we've spoken about this before. It's very possible you do the first one that possibly comes to your hand and just do whatever's in front of you, and that's part of the Shaila of Mavir and Al Mitzvah. You have a bigger mitzvah, a smaller mitzvah. So it could depend. However, what I'd like to humbly suggest is the following thing. If you can only go out at night, and you know you're not going to be able to say Hallel in the morning, you should say Hallel at night. You should say Hallel at night.
Light and say Hallel?
Light and say Hallel. Light and say Hallel. Why? Alanes. Hallel Alanes. Say the Hallel Alanes at night. Enochanami. We don't say Hallel at night because we need to also be Mekayim the other din of Hallel. What's the other din of Hallel?
The
Yom Tov. The Yom Tov can say it by day. But I'm not saying the Hallel of Yom Tov because I'm not going to be let out. So now all I could do is either don't say Hallel at all or say it at night. So say it at night. Chach, at least I should be able to be Mekayim the Hallel of Nisa. And I can do it at night. Bahara, you can do it at night. Pesach, we do it at night. You do that local. That local is kind. So here we come on to Rabbi Sai. What?
Say how first.
Say how? Yeah, but what do you need it for? If you have that local, it's like a bracha atah. But we can. Here we come on to the Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner says a teretz. With this, basically, we will close. Says Rav Hutner, half of a fella. Rav Hutner says there are other Rishonim, Achrayim, and Prima Gadim, and others that say that if you don't have a Megillah on Purim, you don't say Hallel. You don't. Even if Kriyasa Zui Lula. Why? Why not? If you're saying Kriyasa Zui Lula, it says that I'm using the Kriya as my Hallel. If I don't do the Kriya, I should say Hallel. Zokter of Hutner, name. He says the whole Hallel of Purim was Azok Givorin. The Hallel of Purim was established to be Azah Fadekta Hallel. What does that mean? It's a Hallel that you don't see. It's like a Hallel, it's like a hidden Hallel. Purim wants a hidden Hallel. Why does Purim want a hidden Hallel? It's very simple. Because Purim, the whole nace of Purim was what? Was a hidden nace. It was Anochi Haster Aster Ponai. So because the nace was done in a hidden way, our Hallel is... I don't understand. What, you don't have enough time to say Hallel on Purim? I mean, what would be more geschmack than Hallel on Purim? You know, that would be amazing. So why what are you doing that for? The answer is Adirabba. We dafka want the Hallel to be like a fadekta Hallel, a Hallel that's being covered, that you have to kind of like see between the lines. That's all when it comes to Purim. So that's why the Mefarshim say that if you don't have a Megillah, don't say Hallel. That's not the type of Hallel we're looking for on Purim. But the Hallel on Hanukkah that we're looking for is Dafka Hallel of Nigla. Because the miracle of Hanukkah was a nice Nigla. So if we're saying a Hallel that's Mishum Nisan Hanukkah, we don't want to use the Hadlaka Zuhi Hilula. We don't want to use that. Why not? Because we want a Hallel that's a Hallel Nigla. So if a person doesn't have the ability to say Hallel in the morning, the Achas HaChemira should say Hallel at night. Should say Hallel at night. What? Einachanami. It's Pesumin Neis Nister. How is it Pesumin?
You're saying a secret problem. That doesn't come a secret.
It's not a secret. It's not a secret. The point is that if you read the Megillah, you don't even see the Shem Hashem. You know, a person has to be able to scratch below the surface, or else they won't be there. That's exactly the Pesumei Nisa, where we're getting everyone to scratch below the surface. So in the Hal also, it's below the surface. But when it comes to Hanukkah, Adarabba, Hanukkah is a Neis Nigla. So therefore, we want the Hal to be Dafka in a form of Neis Nigla.
The Hal doesn't need to cover
both? What?
Why does it need to?
When we say Hal on Pesach, we say Hal only at night, and we say another one in the morning. Right? So you see, you could have a Hal just Mishum Nisa. That could be at night. On Purim, right? So over here also, if I can't say the Hal by day, so I could still say the Hal at night. So maybe over there you should say Hal at night. Of course, I don't suggest anyone do this lahalocha unless he has
to shayla. All 8 days, this guy from the jail, or is he getting that out
in
only one of the 8 days?
Yeah, the next chabura on this inyan will be Rav Samkalansky, the difference between 1 day and 8 days, but I'm done for today, Rabbi Sai.